Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. I'm here today with a special guest, one of my caregivers. Her name is Anna Warwick. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
We have a special program today, and we're just going to stand strong against the attacks of the enemy. We've had some unfortunate circumstances this week, and we're going to speak out about it. I always say that, home care is not for the faint-hearted, and there's a lot of things that we deal with in the office, but our caregivers are out there. What we do, I just want to explain for those listening for the first time in home care. I own a home care business. It's called the Utile Home Care Plus, and we're in Garden City, and we place people in homes. Well, actually, caregivers visit homes to help somebody get ready for the day, or if they need care all day. And there's disabled and elderly, and people like myself. I'm actually in a wheelchair myself, and I do get ready every morning with a caregiver. I need help, and that's what our company does. Well, we believe in having people in their homes and being able to stay in their homes. Well, with that comes the situation where a caregiver has to come visit where the person lives, and those the residents are living, in houses all over in different cities, and there's just like policemen or firemen, there's risks to some jobs. And unfortunately, after almost 5 years of business, I have we had for the first time a really unfortunate situation Anna has endured. She was attacked the other morning, and we want to let her talk about it so that caregivers can be aware, and that we're praying for our caregivers every day, and we pray for their protection, and we send angels to surround them, and we're just glad that it really turned out very well, didn't it, Anna?
Yes, it did.
Considering. So go ahead and tell us what happened.
Upon arriving to my client's home, I got out of my vehicle. I watched everything around me, and there was a van sitting in the parking lot like any other morning, and a man slash coward approached me from behind, grabbed me, hit my head on the door, then threw me to the ground and proceeded to take my purse. All I could do was scream loud enough for all the neighbors to be aware and come out. And I went in, the police were called. And it's just unfortunate, but it hasn't made me afraid of my job whatsoever.
Praise God. We just, we're just so proud of our caregivers. It's a real brave thing that we do. And myself as a client, I know I drive, and there's stories that people, can take advantage of me, and I'm not going to stop driving. And you as a caregiver visiting someone's home, you have, we have these, we pray that nothing ever happens again. And so you were getting out of your car and trying to be aware of what's around you, but unfortunately, as you were trying to get into the building, this happened, as element of surprise. And we do try to coach our caregivers about their surroundings, and we will do that even more so now. I know even next week we're going to have a program with Sherry Cadez from my office, who is an ex-police officer. She used to be a police officer, and she's going to come on and give caregivers tips on more awareness and what we can do to prevent things. But Anna, you aren't afraid, and you said this is not, you're not going to be a victim. What would
No.
you say to other caregivers?
Just be aware of your surroundings. Watch. If you're not sure, stay in your car, call your client, have them meet you at the door. Always have your keys ready. Just always look over your shoulder. Don't be fumbling around for your keys. Have them ready in your hand and go in with pride. Do your
Amen.
job.
It's a proud thing that we do. It's courageous. We're just going to call this courageous caregivers. And You're one of them, Anna. Thank you for your courage. And I just want to say, too, that as you've had a few days off directed by the doctor, you know, we had you go in to get checked, make sure you were okay. Mm-hmm. You really came out of this quite well. You know, you didn't have, I mean, you're sore.
Yes.
from the unfortunate attack, and you didn't have any long-term problems. And we're just grateful to have, you know, that I just believe that you were protected from much worse things that could have happened. And you were saying it doesn't really matter where you're going.
No, it doesn't matter what area you're in. It could be the worst or the best of the neighborhoods. It's the person that takes advantage of somebody that's actually a hard worker.
Yeah.
And cares about others. And it's a misfortune that this happened, but I'm a survivor. I'm not a victim of this.
And so you are asked sometimes, has this made you change your mind about home care, per
no,
se?
Absolutely not. I'm still going and doing my job.
Amen. And there are people that don't want to be in nursing homes. They want to stay home, and they need somebody to come visit and help them, you know, get up for the day and do activities of daily living. And this, I mean, we have clients such as myself getting up, going to work, actually, in wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. And they can't do that beginning part of their day by themselves, but they need that care. And, you know, we stand up for them. And just like police officers and you know, firefighters, you know, we can't say, well, because that person got hurt on the job, we can't have firefighters and we can't have police officers. That's a bad job. Absolutely not. We need to be fearless, but in the Lord, you know, we just encourage our caregivers to stand strong. And, you know, when you were asked, did this scare you? You've been asked by several people that are you going to quit? And, you know, and you've just, you know, we're just really impressed with your courage.
Absolutely. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to allow this coward to win. There's no way. I like my job. I like my company. I like my clients. I'm not going to allow this guy to take advantage and think he has the upper hand on me, because he does not.
Amen. We want to just believe that what Satan meant for evil, God's going to turn into good, and that is a biblical thing to believe, that God takes everything that can happen to us and just use it for a good thing. And we're gonna press forward. We're gonna pray that nothing ever happens to anyone else. Like I said, after 4 or 5 years, it's almost 5 years in the business, this has not happened to any of my caregivers. And I pray that it never will. I'll never get another call, anything worse. And we're just gonna pray for protection even more often. And you're gonna make sure you have a pepper spray. And
yes,
we're gonna talk about more things that we can encourage our caregivers to be aware of things around them. And you know, how we can, I know that the attackers out there are looking for the element of surprise. And the more that we can do to be defensive. I know myself, as a handicapped person, I have to worry about the same thing, right? I'm out
right there
in the stores. I might come into a parking lot by myself. I am not even as able as you to defend myself. I don't even think I could scream very loud, because my breathing isn't as powerful as normal. And I mean, we're all in a vulnerable position at times, but with God behind me and a 9-foot angels, you know, walking beside me, I believe that, you know, many things may have almost happened to me that, you know, I've seen as people walk by, and sometimes I have a moment of panic where I believe that somebody may have ill intentions toward me, and I look, and, you know, that there's that moment, is something about to happen? And I just believe God's protected me many times. And he can tell you, you know, the Holy Spirit can talk to you and tell you, stop, wait, you know. And we just pray that, you know, God's talking to our caregivers and they'll hear that voice, and that'll protect them, because, you know, people are everywhere Is there anything else that you want to tell, speak out about to, you said, even the nurses and just the careers that people have? And
just don't allow these people, criminals, whatever you would like to call them, discourage you from your job, because it can happen anywhere, anytime. It doesn't matter.
It's not just home care.
Right. You have to be the stronger person, and don't let anybody take your normal everyday routine away from you. Don't let them win.
Right. And, you know, I have to say, I was so proud that while you took a couple days off, we of course told the next caregiver that took over for you for a few days, the backup, that what happened. And I had to ask, are you willing to, you know, do you understand, you know, what happened? And she was like, very sorry that that happened to you, but she didn't blink an eye about going. She said, no, she laughed. She said, I'll be fine. And I was just like, whoa, we just have such, you know, such courageous caregivers. It takes special people to do this. Not everyone can do every job. Not everyone can be a police officer. Not everyone can be a firefighter. And not everyone is cut out to do this type of job. And if you are called in that way, we are proud to have you on staff. And we're just going to stand strong with you, Anna. And pray that, you know, God gives us more and more wisdom with our company and how to protect our caregivers, and we will take every step possible to do that and to think about that. And next week, you can stay tuned. We will be having, as I said, Sherry Cadiz is an ex-police officer on staff with me, as a, she used to be. And she's going to give caregiver tips and more awareness, things that people can do to deter that person that may be watching you from feeling that you're vulnerable enough to take advantage of you. So just stay tuned for that program. And you know, we also ask that you would write in and give us your circumstances, anybody that's listening that has had a close call or anything happen, and how you feel about being a caregiver in nursing or whatever the case may be. We just ask you to write in at life@hisability.com. Visit our website, hisability.com. And we just ask for your stories and advice as well. Thanks for joining us. And we're at the end of our program. Thanks for joining us today, Anna.
Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll see you next week.